In 1842, Samuel Morse, famed artist-turned-inventor known to some as the American Leonardo, came to Castle Garden. At this point, the castle, still hundreds of feet out into the bay, was the optimal place to demonstrate his new submarine telegraph, an underwater upgrade to his popular invention. A cable was sunk between the castle and Governor's Island along the bottom of the bay to connect the devices. Huge crowds came to watch him present this new innovation, fascinated by the global implications of the device, which could potentially connect all the continents and cities of the world with instant communication. Unbeknownst to Morse, the cable had been cut, potentially by fishermen who mistook it for an unusual piece of seaweed. The demonstration was a failure. Morse was mocked and the crowd jeered and turned away. The popularity of this event and the crowds it drew demonstrated the developing tastes of New York City for scientific or pseudo-scientific entertainment. 1842 would bring other demonstrations to fascinate and impress massive crowds of ordinary citizens. One such device was Samuel Colt's submarine battery. The submarine battery highlighted perfectly the obsolete nature of Castle Garden as a fort. Colt's new weapon was absurdly powerful. As thousands of spectators gathered to watch from the castle and the battery, the power of the gun was demonstrated, destroying a 260-ton boat. Newspapers reported after the explosion that nothing was left of her, except for a few pieces of the wreck floating on the water. The event was wildly popular as it combined the explosive spectacle with the veneer of respectability gained by science and military technology. The same month, a peculiar device was set up in Castle Garden. Two inclined planes with a vertical loop in the center, all lined with track. Small, single-person cars were set up on one end of the inclined plane. The passenger shot down by virtue of momentum and upside down through the loop, down to the floor and back up to the first promenade of the garden. It was called the Central Railway. And it's believed that this early roller coaster cost only 12.5 cents. Not cheap, but not out of the reach of many New Yorkers. These events and more highlighted the use of Castle Garden as a place to celebrate the state of technology and recreation in America in 1842. 2 years later, a roof was added to Castle Garden, a roof which would render future events like the grand opening concerts of Jenny Lind possible and change the character of Castle Garden forever.